I don't know under what circumstances that she'll be saying so. But maybe she might have a good reason or she might not have a good reason for that. For people on Facebook, on the social media, all kinds of accusation and counter-accusation will go on. But I am talking strictly what ought to be done in Parliament. And from my experience, she should be given the hearing. That's all.
Katie Hammond seems to be one of the MPP MPs who is frustrated about their inability to get Ajasafo out or declare her seat vacant.
You're talking about whom?
Katie Hammond.
Yes.
She granted an interview recently where she said the way where he said the way things are going, the majority might be forced to go to court. You're a respected lawyer. Where do you think? What do you think?
Well, why not? If he wants to go to court over whom he wants to out of parliament, or whether parliaments cannot take a decision on any matter, because I find it difficult to understand. Because if the matter indeed, a privileged committee comes out with this report, and the report is submitted to the speaker, the speaker will definitely have to table it for people for a debate to. Be a debate to be made or debate for them to argue and people to air their own opinion on the matter and a vote. Mind you, the speaker hasn't got a right to say this is what my ruling is when there have not been any debate. I don't believe that the rules permit that.
In all of this, the minority has been very supportive of her. I know you mentioned numbers earlier in the early part of this conversation, but why do you think the minority will support an opponent?
Of course, it will be to their advantage. They prefer one member out of the majority to be out so that when it comes to voting, they may have an advantage. It's understandable. It's a brinkmanship. And if you have one member less than what your opponents have, it's your advantage. It's understandable. So, but these are the politics of it. But apart from that, the rules are rules, and we must stick to it.
Having said that, do you foresee anything coming out of this court case in case the majority decides to take that path?
I don't know whether they're going to go to court or not, but people can go to court for whatever reason it is. I will have to look at it and know what relief they are going to court for, what they are asking Parliament, are they going to question Parliament or question the Speaker? These are waters that I don't want to dip my hands in and make any any ex-cathedra pronouncement on it. But I think it will be a tough time.
Last one on this. The president relieved Ajasafo of her position as gender minister. There was information this week that a new person had been appointed, or that was on the 2nd. On the 2nd, yesterday, a new person was appointed to occupy that position. Just asking, especially when women's group are asking for more women representation, what's your thought on this?
Well, it's a president's prerogative to appoint or disappoint. And whether you attended parliament or you're doing your duty as a minister or not, the president will judge it, will make a decision on that. And that one, I can't fault him for it.